Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you. I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps. And also, guess what? It slides right off with warm water. So no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. These are magical humans who we really need in our society in order to move the needle forward, as we need your natural gift in being able to make things happen. It's beautiful, especially when you're so passionate about something, to witness this piece of you, this side of you. True magicians, I must say, true magicians. Now let the magic begin. Hello, Njaima, Njaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative, the curious soul, a soul-expanding podcast. And this episode is sponsored by Green Chef, Skillshare, and Uncommon Goods. More on them in the midst of the episode and in the show notes, as usual. Also, I must say that I was very happy to have received love for my takes on each of your signs, your sun, moon, and rising signs. So I figured I might as well do my take on your human design, my two cents, my subjective opinion for fun as I sit in the human, the student, the observer seat. I am not a master, not an expertise like Erin Claire Jones, but as an observer, I have some takes I'd like to share for fun for the podcast. And, you know, I figured I might as well do it from my POV when I observe each human design type, keeping certain people that I personally know in mind, along with others who I've observed maybe online or on television, or I'm simply acquainted with but don't know on a deeper level. However, there's still a paralleled aura or an essence or a special piece to them, a certain pattern that they seem to share with their same type. And it's very specific. And so I want to share as best as I can with you what I see. I'm not saying that this is 100% accurate as well, but I am pretty confident in my observations, I must say. You don't need to be a human design expert in order to simply observe. And I think that that's one of the greatest ways to learn anything is to observe and consciously recognize patterns so you can make greater sense of it versus just learning about it, reading about it, and then kind of letting it go and not really thinking too much about it. And so I like to do that with not only human design, but also astrology. And I realized, I think that if I didn't at least try to know about human design and astrology on a deeper level, I would likely be like most skeptics and think, okay, this is all hokey pokey. Turn yourself around. This is not true. This is all a little out of whack for me. But then I think because of the nature of my work, it forced me to dive deeper into all of these early on. It didn't force me, but I was open to learning more about everything early on. And, you know, kind of sitting in a skeptic seat at first, but then when I, on my own time, recognized certain patterns, I was like, wow, this is fascinating. There's got to be universal truth to this, which is so beautiful. And yeah, so now in this episode, I will simply be focusing on each design type and intertwined a little bit with authorities, but I won't really be talking about the authorities or profiles, and at least intentionally. Again, I'm not an expert, but I am an observer and student, so I'm going to share what I see. So yeah, I thought I'd share my take for today's episode. And when I have guests on again after this solo period, I will definitely have Erin Claire Jones come back on because I love her guidance. Man, I want to go to New York so bad. I've been feeling a very strong pull lately. And as a projector, of course, I'm waiting for the right moment, the invite, the right time. Hence why I haven't gone to LA yet. But New York is now kind of overtaking that desire, which is odd. But of course, I can do both. And I will. Anyway, I know she's in New York, so who knows? Maybe I will be able to have another conversation with her in person. And that would be the ideal situation indeed. I'm thinking mid-2022 for New York for sure. I'm so excited. I've always had this dream to at least experience what it would be like to live there for a period of time. I mean, who hasn't? I think a lot of people have, but there was a period where I was wanting to stay as far away from big cities as possible, and then I'm now seeing the beauty in them again, especially somebody who is single and in her 30s, knowing that that's a great place to go mingle around and live your 30s to your fullest. I'm like, man, that sounds so nice and heavenly. And then you have nature escapes to upstate New York. So that just sounds pretty fun and ideal. And I'm romanticizing it in my mind all the time. So who knows? I'm all over the place because, you know, I also still have that pull to go to LA soon. That will likely be sooner than later for sure. But man, I swear, if I go to New York, Erin Claire Jones coming on this podcast in person again, that is indeed the ideal situation. Oh, you know what I must mention is that if you don't know your human design type, I will leave a link in the show notes for you to find out your type through Erin Claire Jones' site. And it's based on your birthday and your birth time, which I hope you know. If you're completely unaware of what each type is, I'll also leave a link in the show notes to Erin's first episode where she elaborates on each type. But you can, of course, listen to this one first if you want to, as I of course, explore a lot of the fundamentals, the basics of each type, and you get a good idea of each type through this, but a more definitive idea through Erin's episode. Anyway, so with all of that being said, let's get into it, shall we? And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with what I love most about your human design type. Did I mention that I was going to start with reflectors? I feel like most people start with generators or manifesting generators as they make up the majority, and end with reflectors as they are the rarest, the 1% of the world. So I'm going to begin with the reflectors and scramble things around. And what I want to say about reflectors is thank you. Thank you for being unicorns. And without any defined centers, this part makes you so unique, as you're able to reflect to us not only ourselves and what we're going through, but also the environment that you're in, the state of the world in your own unique way. I think reflectors are a great example of learning more about human design types. While, you know, I don't exactly know many. I do know few. I know two, personally. And personality-wise, they're vastly different. And their interests, they're vastly different, to be honest. But there is still this essence about them that is very similar, and it opened my eyes, especially since they both live in two completely different environments and their health fluctuates. And I wonder if that state of their being is also a reflection of the environment around them, as all environments ebb and flow, indeed. And to think that their environment is a reflection of the way that their health is and their wellness, I believe that's why they tend to be interested in health and wellness, because their vessel goes through a lot and they therefore really, really care about their health versus someone who has had the privilege of not really having a lot of physical health issues. In comparison, I mean, myself, I really haven't had that many physical health issues in life. I did when I was a baby, spinal meningitis. And then, you know, my late 20s, I had some stomach and gut problems, which I feel like I've cured, because I haven't had them in so long. I'm talking years now, it seems, or a year and a half. So I haven't really had insane chronic physical problems like I know that many reflectors do seem to have. And I am so inspired by them for being so strong. They are true, true warriors for going through what they go through, and while also being reflections of what the environment's going through, so they're likely also emotionally feeling it, yet at the same time, they still see the light and the brightness of life and bring light and brightness to our lives to reflect the beauty within us as well. So I so appreciate and love that about reflectors. One of them as well, I must say, is a beautiful storyteller of her reality. And when she tells a story, oh, I have chills right now talking about it, but there are pieces in there that she may not even intentionally share, but it's always a reflection of also what I'm going through. And sometimes I feel like I'm the only one going through it. And to see that that's not always the case, or even if her experience is different, but there's still a similarity of what we're going through, it's nice to feel very validated in that way. And also with both, I have different positions on certain areas, like completely different, but there's something that I can't help but respect in the decision of a reflector. As you know, if you were in their shoes, you'd likely have the same position as well. I mean, we can't not have respect for humans who are truly absorbing the environment and all of us and really trying to, at the same time, align with their human, how their human's feeling. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of energy. So reflectors are beautiful, magical unicorns we must protect at all costs. Yomies, if you have yet to take advantage of Green Chef, now is the time, especially if you are a health food lover like myself. And I must say, I'm just thankful that Green Chef, which happens to be the number one meal kit for eating well, I'm so thankful they've partnered with Your Own Magic so we can simply enjoy a range of hand-picked organic veggies and premium proteins, along with 35 nutritious, flavorful recipe options to choose from each week. And keep in mind that they do provide ingredients that are seasonally sourced for peak freshness. And also, it's very important to note that Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic packaging in every box and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. Green Chef's pre-portioned ingredients mean you'll actually reduce your food waste by at least 25% compared to grocery shopping. It's actually inspired me to get back in the kitchen and cook because I was getting pretty lazy there with my meals. But because Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces and dressings and spices make it easier for me, I just feel like I can curate a chef-curated flavored meal in less time, and it's all right there and simple. And yeah, again, it's really inspired my time in the kitchen. And my favorite recipes, I would say, oh, I love their creamy tomato chickpea spaghetti, so good. And the black bean flautas, and of course their classic veggie and pesto flatbread. As Green Chef, of course, they have their plant-powered vegan vegetarian options, along with keto and paleo and Mediterranean, fast and fit, and gluten-free. So whatever your lifestyle, whatever your vessel prefers, they've likely got that for you. So of course, they have a special offer for the Your Own Magic listeners. Go to greenchef.com/magic10 and use code magic10 to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/magic10 and use code magic10 to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. Bon appetit. For my fellow creative and curious souls and lifelong learners, I'm sure you're well aware of Skillshare, and they have a special offer for the Your Own Magic listeners. So for those who don't know, however, Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people on topics including illustration, design, creative writing, photography, video, fine art, freelancing, and entrepreneurship, and more. So for 2022, I figured why not transition into 22, discovering a new skill or expanding in a skill that you're already passionate about, or even for the holidays, gifting someone you love with a Skillshare membership and trying Skillshare for free for a month with our offer at skillshare.com/yourownmagic. And Skillshare is offering many valuable and sought after classes, such as Unlocking Your Potential, 5 Exercises to Build Creative Confidence with Emma Gannon, and also a creative writing class on crafting personal essays and impact with Roxanne Gay, along with specific classes like this YouTube success class, Script, Shoot, and Edit with MKBHD with Marquise Brownlee, and so much more. So whether you are a dabbler or a pro or a hobbyist or a master, you indeed are a creative. And that is why Skillshare has classes for every level. They have short lessons, hands-on projects, and classes designed for real life And so that way you can tap into your creativity in various ways. And Skillshare helps you move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold, create real projects, and get the support of fellow creatives so you can accomplish real growth. That's nice. They keep you accountable. Explore your creativity with Skillshare.com/yourownmagic, where our listeners get a 1 month free trial of premium membership. That's 1 month free at Skillshare.com/yourownmagic, and it may be a nice gift for a creative friend as well. Anyway, on with the show. Now, manifestors, the second rarest. I'm not gonna lie. Observing this is rather difficult. I do have one friend who I know is a manifestor, and some people I've observed that I'm pretty sure are manifestors. They said that they are. And it was honestly a little trickier for me to see the energetic patterns and be sure of it. But this is what I can say. So those who I know who are manifestors, they seem to initiate something life-changing, like create a whole movement or a unique lifestyle and inspire in that way, whether it's on a macro level or a micro level. And they also seem to stick with it. Myself, my interests are changing all the time. The way I see reality keeps evolving. And though, of course, they're evolving and they're expanding and they're growing and, you know, maturing as humans, it seems as though they carry this power of definite, unwavering beliefs and interests that only continue to really help expand their human. And it's something that I admire, as I'm someone who's kind of always shifting and, you know, shifting again. And so it's nice to also have them as friends. What I really love about having manifestors as friends is that they're grounding forces. Even though, of course, they're living different lives and having different human experiences, you really can always come back to that same person, that same love. And that's something I really, really, really appreciate about manifestors, that I've noticed is a unique trait that doesn't really necessarily get talked about enough. But one thing that actually I believe I read is that manifestors will initiate something and then allow others to take over. But to be honest, the manifestors I know and know of have not been hands-off for years. They love to be hands-on. Yeah, they might have help, but they seem to stay so passionate about something for so long. I'm talking about decades, maybe even for life. We'll see. We'll know in time. And they give it their all, 100%. They are hyper-focused on it, and they don't half-ass anything. Even when they're emotionally in distress, they seem to be so great at staying focused on whatever it is that they love to do. And if they wanted to, they could easily give up if they wanted to. But they don't want to, no matter how discouraged or how much people try to sway them to do a U-turn and to never look back, they seem to maintain the course and never give up. And that is their unique magic. That is something I deeply honor and admire in them, is that they go full force on whatever it is they love, and it seems to stay the same even as they continue to evolve and expand and learn more about it. They also continue to love it more and more and literally become masters of it. So if you are a manifester and you are passionate about something, stay the course, because what you'll manifest through that will be so abundant. It'll feel like the universe rewarded you generously. Of course, your work ethic is beautiful, as you're the marathon runner. You are the one that is likely to not sprint, but just stay the course, as you have great endurance. And so, yeah, of course, you can experience burnout and emotional waves, but I'm inspired by how quickly you can recover and you don't give up. It's part of your magic, your warrior-esque way that definitely inspires me. So, manifestors, you are very inspiring in many ways, and we definitely need you to continue to help move the needle forward of life and whatever movements you're interested in. And I know informing others is a big part of your journey. And so I think that once you do unleash that and unleash a lot of anger from childhood or whatever other resistance may be held within, man, your magnetic pull is impeccable. It's so fiercely strong, and you are truly unstoppable. You're such a force, very inspired by manifestors. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. All right, my fellow projectors, the third rarest type and also the third most common type if we split manifesting generators and generators up. And this is the lens I wear, so this is the only lens I really know. And it surprises me that the rest of the world doesn't really see it this way. And that is a mind-blowing thought. I've always known that I'm absorbing the energies of everyone around me, not quite like a reflector, but in a unique way where I see things and it's easy for me to see the big picture, the root of it all. And it's hard for me to not just share what I see and what I know, but I've learned how important it is to really wait for the invite. But what I love about projectors is how much you can see. I mean, projectors are meant to be guides, apparently, for a reason. And that doesn't necessarily always mean, okay, you have to be a leader or you have to be the voice of something. But one thing that definitely brings a projector joy is guiding in some way. Just like manifestors, we talked about how they initiate, and reflectors, we know that they sample different energies. While generators, which we'll get into, their art is responding. And projectors, their art is recognizing. And it's really beautiful that that seems to go hand in hand, that we must recognize what guidance really means, along with if we are invited to, not to just expect it, but if we are invited to guide, to recognize that invitation and also recognize something valuable in others. I think that as a guide, it's not about being at the top of a stage, but to be with everybody and help guide people through a process that is helpful for them. And it's not about you at all. And so as a guide, you kind of
put yourself in the back seat. And so projectors are definitely gifted with this ability to recognize. And that's something that's very attractive for other people. As I mean, when a projector sees me and really sees me and sees my values and recognizes what I bring to the table, I always feel so honored because it feels like very true since they intuitively know it. It's easy for a projector to really see it. You don't have to tell us. We know. We know. And projectors, may I just say, I know that parents and teachers and even peers or other people that may look to you for guidance may expect you to show up a certain way, like other manifestors, manifesting generators and generators. But the fact that you know that you let go of having to show up in this certain dimension in the way that most people are expected to, and you finally just allow yourself to be a projector, your magnetic field is so strong. And I know when I'm tapped out of this, because I'll feel a sense of bitterness, I like that that's part of my cue to check in and see what's up. But also, I feel like I've grown a certain strength from having to wait and waiting for the invitation and accepting the fact that the way I work and show up is going to look different than the types who thrive in this environment, knowing that I'm thriving in my own way. And so that's another thing to keep in mind. Also, there's a reason why we are the study bees and we're studying a variety of things. I'm somebody that usually it's hard to have just a shallow conversation with me because I like to go through the deepest layers even when I barely know somebody because I'm so fascinated by learning more and also teaching more and informing more and guiding more, of course. And so I think that that's a unique trait that we must honor, and I see it in other projectors as well. I love that about projectors. So we study a lot, we know a lot, and sure, we love to guide, but you know, you gotta ask for it. We're just waiting for the invitation. And now for the generators and manifesting generators who contribute so much to society. We absolutely need you in order to move this world forward. And you have this natural gift in being able to work really hard, probably outwork the rest of us. And that's one of also your powerful gifts in manifesting and creating a very beautiful reality and life. And I can sometimes be a little jealous of that, not bitter, unless I'm in a really, really bad place and very tapped out of myself, but a little jealous because it's nice. It seems nice to work hard if you love to work hard. And if you love to work hard, I mean, more power to you, especially in this certain dimension. So generators, it is admirable that you can focus on one thing and become such a strong master in that and bring light and awareness of that subject to the world. And you are truly the one who masters this craft that perhaps a manifestor or somebody else initiated, but you honed in on and maybe perhaps even continued to expand on it or branch off that. I don't know, maybe you did initiate one. Who am I to say that just because that's what human design says? But what I do recognize is that it seems as though generators seem to hone in on something, whereas manifesting generators, man, they can do a variety of things. You know, both aspects are very valuable. We need the people in this world who go gung-ho focus on something and allow that area, that avenue to progress, while there's also other people who can sprinkle a little bit here, a little bit there of magic onto a variety of things. And manifesting generators seem to do that. Though both of you, what I admire both and what I'm jealous of is the fact that you get to go, 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 work very hard as like a workhorse and really manifest a great, beautiful life from that. And yes, of course, I understand that you are focused on waiting to respond to certain scenarios. I know that you're not going to necessarily say yes to whatever opportunity comes your way. You're going to check in and wait to respond when it feels right, which of course honor your rhythm in that way. And I think that our world is headed in that direction where they're more accepting of people waiting to check in for a minute before they respond. But man, if you find something that is a hell yes within you and you go for it, I mean, what a beautiful life you get to live and lead. And I just love how much effort and work and everything that you put into this world in order to make this world the world it is today. Like, our world would not be where it is today if any other type were really leading and guiding the way. Manifesting generators, I know, are generators, but man, I also genuinely believe that you make great leaders because of understanding where most people are also coming from and being able to work with that, work around it. And you simply are great at making things happen. So I think that they make the best teams, to be honest. I mean, generators, manifesting generators, I feel are so blessed in their design type and how they energetically respond to the world. I think that manifesting generators and generators, there's so much power you hold in not only your work ethic, but how you show up as humans, how you are so deeply in tune with your energy centers, and you know how to respond to the world in that way, honoring yourself, especially when you do learn to honor yourself. You're so smart, so organized. I go through my phases, but you seem to be very consistent, and that is also a very attractive trait, something a projector like myself admires, and I'm sure reflectors admire as well. So there's so much beauty to you, and I love surrounding myself with generators and manifesting generators because they inspire me to work for, tackle, go after whatever it is that I want in life. Once the invitation is there for me, for me, it's nice that you get to respond whenever you're ready to respond. So I hope that you honor that and love that about your design. I also want to take note that I appreciate how much you, if you really love this relationship, you really immerse yourself in it. And I feel like for most generators and manifesting generators, I know I have this loyalty with them and they are very loyal with me. And we just have this beautiful connection because I know that generators and manifesting generators really care about friends and family. No wonder there's so much focus on friends and family in this life if most people are generators and manifesting generators, because it's so important for them. And so you can tell where their hearts are. We talk a lot about how they're workhorses, but man, they're also big teddy bears as well. They just love their family and friends, and especially their inner circle. So we need them in our life in a variety of ways. Perhaps that's also why many of them love relationships and monogamous relationships. I don't know, maybe they do like polyamory, but I noticed that most manifesting generators and generators have a big focus on that. They love to show it off. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a very beautiful thing. I mean, I'm a projector. I do want a relationship. It's not my main focus at all, or what I am seeking all the time at all. I have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I am human. I'm a 31-year-old single woman. What do you expect? I'm going to go take off to New York. And find my man. All I have to say is thank you, generators and manifesting generators, for inspiring and creating such a beautiful world. All right, with all that being said, that is all, yomis, soul fam, my loves. I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for listening to this episode as well. Thank you for tuning in to my solos while I take a break from guests for a little bit. And I'm enjoying just being able to spill and share with you fully. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I had a lot of fun with this episode, just, you know, sharing my observations of your human design type. I definitely think all of them are special in their own way. So yeah, I'll see you. I'll connect with you next Monday, and I'm sending my love. Jai Ma. Mwah. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.